When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song coming up in just a bit. Because you need your fix of the Friday song. Even in the shadow of the COVID-19 virus, you still need your Friday song. We'll get that to you here in a little bit. I want to continue a series that we've been bringing you over the course of, gosh, the last couple of months, even before the COVID-19, and that is highlighting small businesses that are making a difference here in Southern Nevada. And today I want to introduce you to SRT Special Services. They have been a Nevada State licensed security and private investigation firm for, I guess, since about 2014. And joining us now is Doug Campbell, the owner and CEO of SRT Special Services. And he joins us. Doug, first of all, thanks for joining us and spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Let me just ask you, SRT Special Services, what is it? What is it dedicated to? Are there things you're doing today that maybe you weren't doing a couple of years ago, new services that you're offering?
Absolutely. The business, the core four focus areas of the business are armed executive protection, armed residential security, installation of security systems, cameras, access controls, and the designing and building of cutting-edge safe and panic rooms in the Las Vegas area.
So does that mean that you helped with security for instance, celebrities or rock stars or folks down on the strip?
We have a variety of clients, and some of those fall into that category, and some are just average people.
Tell me about yourself, your background, and what got you interested in this line of work.
I started out after I graduated high school. I joined the U.S. Army as an MP. I received my degree in business from St. Mary's College in California and went on to have a career at the Oakland Police Department in the Bay Area of California.
And what got you interested in forming a company, going out there and doing the marketing and doing all the hard stuff? Providing this security service. What got you interested in that?
I think probably the most significant factor that did was after 9/11, I became involved in taking a look at the infrastructure in the Bay Area, both public and private, within a task force there that we had to assess the safety protocols and make recommendations to businesses and government agencies and institutions on their facilities. So I did that for many years, working with the police department, and it kind of parlayed into a business focus after I left the department.
And again, Doug Campbell joining us, the owner and CEO of SRT Special Services. You offer a number of services that have been around forever, executive protection and things like that, home security. You're venturing into some new territory here with a product. And this, I was fascinated reading up on this a product. It's called the Liberty AI Facial Recognition Thermal Scanner. Can you talk a little bit about the technology? Has it been around for a while?
No, it's actually brand new. This product is. The technologies that are incorporated into it have been around for a little while, some longer than others. But what this device started out to be was a part of our access controls that would integrate into a camera and alarm system for a business. And what it does is it's a facial recognition device. It looks very much like a large smartphone that's on a podium stand or a fixed stand if it's out in the middle of a room. And it has the ability to scan your face, recognize you, save the data. And once you've been scanned, you can be entered into a system via your laptop or your existing system that you may use for access control to your facility or your business. And it has the ability to learn your face should you be wearing basically an N95 or other PPE on your face. It learns who you are, and it had that ability that, for medical facilities and industrial facilities was the idea.
I was just going to ask you, though, so this has an application in the medical community, but also for small businesses that just want to know who's coming through the door.
It does. That was what we were working on. The software for this was for exactly those type of customers, and for any customer that has a business where the employees show up for work and they might use a key fob or a card to slide in. This can be integrated easily into that existing system because it would scan their face. It would recognize them as that employee, and then they could go ahead and use their existing card or fob. Or if they didn't have those, it could be the entire access control to get through a door. Once that employee was known, they couldn't hand off a card to somebody else, and you would have an employee using somebody else's card to get in the door. You would have to use your face to gain access.
And explain how the thermal scanner works as a part of this. And this is all a part of this Liberty AI face recognition thermal scanner. Explain how that works.
What we did is we made a running change several months ago to the existing Liberty AI, and we wanted to integrate a thermal imaging camera scanner as well as the regular camera that does the facial recognition. Due to everything that's happened over the last months with the COVID-19 virus. So we were able to add a thermal imaging camera that would take the temperature of the person who is simultaneously being scanned with facial recognition, and that person, before they would enter their place of business, would have their temperature taken in a very unobtrusive manner. From feedback of our customers, what we found out is many of them in different businesses did not like having a laser pointed at their forehead, which is how you aim some of the handheld temperature-taking devices. They didn't care for that, and so this device alleviates that from having to be done. And so you have these two technologies working together where the out of the box, when you buy this, it recognizes you as an individual. Once you're put into the system, it recognizes you by name. And then it'll ask whether you can set it, whether you want the person to put on a mask, or if they already are wearing a mask, they will be cleared for entry to come into whatever room or facility with very little human oversight. It takes the human out of the equation unless there is a reading that needs to be addressed.
So give me the types of businesses that would use this product, which is, by the way, not necessarily new technology, but a new product that is exclusive to SRT Special Services. Can you talk a little bit about what types of business, large businesses, small businesses, all of the above?
It truly is all of the above, but being a Las Vegas-based company, we're focused very much on small business, even the single proprietor, individual contractor, such as somebody who might rent a chair in a salon or a company that has three or four employees. It is a way that for the company to reduce liability going forward, in that everybody checks in every morning, and these records can be kept on a database that the owner can run a report, and they can find out how many times somebody came onto the premises that had an elevated temperature.
So in other words, this is almost like the 2020 version of the time clock.
It could be absolutely integrated as a time clock and for clocking in purposes. And it takes every time it takes the temperature and records it.
Now this by the way is a product. And again, we're talking, if you want to know what it is, the Liberty AI facial recognition thermal scanner. That normally you'd say, well, this is for big businesses, but as you say, you're targeting small businesses. The big question is price point, and is this something that even the mom and pop small businesses can afford?
Well, from talking to several potential customers and getting their feedback before we go to market with this, that was a concern. So yes, it is surprisingly affordable. It starts at under $3,500. And one of the things that we're doing is we're working with local community banks to provide a financing program so that as businesses start back up, and they are most likely going to be required to put new policies and procedures that involve PPE and checking their employees and customers that enter their businesses, we wanted to make it as affordable and flexible as possible.
Now, when you're talking about small mom-and-pop operations, there's always the question of, well, how much training is needed? Is this something you can take out of the box and begin operating, or do you need some training, and does SRT Special Services provide that training?
We do provide the training. It's very abbreviated. It's very easy to use. As I say, when it comes out of the box, it's got five preset things that it's looking for. It's looking for you to have either a normal temperature range or an out of range. It's looking for you to be wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, and or being a known person or an unknown person. And that's the other part that I wanted to mention, is that not all businesses can or want to record the facial data of an individual. So the Liberty AI can be set to what's called public access mode, which all it does at that point is it scans to make sure that A, you're not running a temperature, and B, if you want it, it will tell you to either put your mask on, or it will acknowledge that you are already wearing a mask. So it takes a lot of the human interaction out of the equation that's going on right now, with a person that has to interview almost every single employee as they come to work.
Again, Doug Campbell joining us, the owner and CEO of SRT Special Services. Your organization has been around since 2014. Your company's been around since 2014. And you've been, am I right, even recently, very, very active in the community.
We have been. We're very blessed that our staff and some of our employees are very focused and they're very generous. We've had staff that has made, or in the early days when you couldn't get an N95, they made hundreds of handmade N95s, and we distributed those to homeless veterans groups within Las Vegas. And those same folks also knitted caps for infant and child oncology patients and donated those during that time as well. So I'm very proud to have work with a team that gives back to Las Vegas.
I'm absolutely just incredibly amazed at this new technology, which really isn't new technology, but it's a new product, this Liberty AI. Small business people are going to want this. They're going to gobble this up. If folks want more information, Doug, on how they can find it, and by the way, this is exclusive to SRT Special Services here in the state of Nevada. Am I right?
That's correct.
How can folks find you?
They can find us on our website, srtspecialservices.com, or they can call our office at 702-221-1942.
Give me that phone number one more time.
It's 702-221-1942.
Doug, best of luck. Have a great weekend. I know we'll talk with you again soon, but thank you so much for sharing some of this technology with us. It's great to know that we're in good hands with people like you. Doug, thank you so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
That's Doug Campbell, the owner and CEO of SRT Special Services. Stick around. We're running a little bit late in this segment, but stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it is live and local now. You know what it's time for now. This is the moment you've been waiting for, you've been clamoring for all week long. It's the one day a week where we celebrate.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Put that face mask on and dance.
Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the time when we celebrate the best day of the week.
Friday.
By request.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's the day we love. We work all week to get to this point in time. It's called the Friday song. Coming up. This is going to be cool. A lot of people are excited that restaurants can open. But can they profit? Can they profit when they have a profit margin of 4, 5, 6%, and they're having to cut their capacity by 50%? Jeff Ecker, general manager at Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge, two locations to serve you. We'll talk with him about that. He's been in before. He knows the drill. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling following another batch of disappointing economic data. The government reported that retail sales sank over 16% in April, which is a record low, and the Federal Reserve said that industrial production plunged a record 11.2% in April. Also affecting markets today, Reuters reporting the U.S. Commerce Department was taking steps to block shipments of semiconductors to Huawei. As a result, chipmakers and tech giants like Apple are falling, and sports betting platform DraftKings announcing a wider-than-expected quarterly loss, but reported a 30% spike in revenue despite sports shutting down due to the coronavirus pandemic. And JCPenney making a $17 million interest payment today, buying itself more time amid reports it's exploring bankruptcy. The struggling retailer has reportedly been in talks about restructuring, with speculation that it would file for bankruptcy as soon as today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Fox has learned that some Democrats will vote against a new coronavirus stimulus bill over concerns about the $3 trillion cost. Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell's a yes.
Do I agree with everything in it? No, I have some issues, but it is laying down a marker. It helps our state and local governments, which are decimated and have been the ones on the ground really fighting this coronavirus.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox and Friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about getting you back to work, right, and getting you the dignity of work and helping us open up our country again as we continue to fight the virus.
And President Trump says he'd veto it anyway. There's a first case of the virus in the refugee camps in Bangladesh.
The camps host around a million people. Aid groups have warned an outbreak could spark a humanitarian disaster, describing cramped living conditions and a lack of soap and water.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Since that last checkered flag,
second win of the season for Joey Logano.
It's been 2 months, 8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words.
Jerry, start your engine!
NASCAR is back, live from Darlington, Sunday at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on Fox.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who are behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
As we almost reach 1 week since the beginning of phase one from Governor Sisolak, the Sisolak shutdown loosening a bit, but still challenges ahead, even for restaurateurs. Many restaurants have not yet reopened. Some, like Brio at Tivoli Village, are apparently not going to reopen. And there are, even for those that do open, there are still challenges ahead. For that, though, we want to check in with an expert, a guy that has successfully run restaurants in this town. Jeff Ecker is the general manager of Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge, and he joins us. Jeff, first of all, it's been a long time since we had you on. I'm glad we got you on, unfortunately, under these circumstances. Can you talk a little bit about your situation there at Payman's, and have you reopened for real? Are you doing carry out, curbside, any of that stuff? Give us your situation there.
Hey, Kevin. So, on March 18th, Payman's went to the delivery, takeout, curbside, only service. And, we did see quite a spike in business in our takeout and delivery. But of course, the revenue that we generated, took care of the people that were actually working and pretty much the food costs. I mean, it didn't cover any of the fixed costs, of course. So, we basically decided to stay open as a service to the public. We do have some people that are pretty severely addicted to the Payman's food,
yeah.
So we decided, to do that and just keep it going. And we've done a lot of, Payman himself has done a lot of deliveries for donations. So we had set up a program where Payman's will reduce the cost of 25% for anybody that wants to donate to a first responder. So he's done a lot of deliveries to hospitals, metro substations, doctor's offices, and that type of thing. So yeah, so from that point we went, just to delivery and takeout, and then, this past Saturday we opened up for regular business.
Did you open up at 12:01 Saturday morning, or did you wait and sleep in?
Yeah, right. Yeah, 11 a.m. Saturday morning, of course. Okay, people are still, worried with the media, scaring the daylights out of people. And I have to say that, honestly, in the last 8 weeks, since March 18th, we've had a decent portion of employees, working in both locations, and we haven't had one call in due to any symptoms related to COVID-19. So
that is great. Knock on wood,
yeah,
man. Knock on wood.
Yeah, and restaurants have taken, incredible precautions, to keep people safe. So I just wish that they would have done this about a month ago, because, the alternative really to, to restaurants and dining out or, takeout are the grocery stores, and you walk into any grocery store, you can't stay 6 feet away from people in a grocery store. The aisles are barely 6 feet wide. People are touching everything. When you go in, is this onion soft? Is it solid? You pick up a tomato, this doesn't look good, so you put it back.
Can I tell you, when the governor in his infinite wisdom said, well, we're going to take away salad bars, we're going to take away nuts that are loose, that you just scoop up nuts and put them into a bag. They outlawed that, but they said, hey, you want to touch all of the melons, you want to squeeze all of the bananas or the apples or veggies of any kind, you can do that. And that got me to thinking, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it didn't make any sense. And really, the problem behind that is, theoretically, you're safer in a restaurant. I mean, your customers aren't touching other customers' food.
Yeah.
And had we opened, maybe a month ago or so, then by now people would have been acclimated. They would have seen that, people are, not getting sick. They're truly 6 feet away from each other because, you're sitting every other table in the restaurant, like we have it right now. For instance, at Payman's West Sahara, all the to-go and delivery people, those tables are all separated. Those delivery people don't come anywhere near each other because they have their own table to pick up the food. Okay. So the people that are actually dining at Payman's are away from even those, that group of people. And then of course the customers are away from each other in the dining room. It's a really safe environment, and all of the mechanisms that we have in place, for washing and sanitizing every single thing that gets touched. This would have been, I just have to think that by now people would have been back into the swing of things, would have seen that, it's a safe environment, and a lot less people would have lost their jobs, and a lot less businesses would be folding up. And, I have to say, I really believe that the big fallout is going to happen in about another 4 to 8 weeks when the PPP money runs out. I think you're going to see a massive collapse, honestly. I just because fixed costs add up very quickly. The landlords have to pay their mortgages. They can't just forgive $18,000-$19,000 in rent per month. They can't do it, and they have CAM charges. They have to pay for the water and the electricity. They have to pay for all the, the landscaping, the whole thing. So, it's going to be, I think there's going to be a huge fallout, between the next 4 and 8 weeks. I think, you're going to see some massive carnage.
Jeff, I absolutely agree with that. Jeff Ecker joining us, by the way, the general manager at Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. Let me go back to the beginning. Restaurants, by and large, have a very low profit margin. And am I right that it's in the 4 to 5 to 6 to 7% every month?
The National Restaurant Association has it at between 3 and 4% net profit.
Okay. This is why the math doesn't work with what they're trying to do. If you are saying 3 to 4, let's say 5% profit margin in a restaurant, and you cut the capacity by 50%, that means you can't turn a profit. And some of these people that are opening now are going to find they can't turn a profit in this new environment.
Oh no, absolutely not. You can't possibly. I mean, if so. A restaurant the size of a Payman's, would generate, $2.5 million, let's say. So at 5%, you're looking at what, $125,000, net. But again, one of the things about net profit and that people don't understand is that you can't just look at net profit, okay? The owners of businesses have to pay taxes, first of all, on the net profit, okay? So they get taxed, right? Then they have capital improvements that anything that they buy that's, over whatever, $1,500, which, that goes easily, all that comes off, okay? So, the actual money in the bank is nothing close to what a net profit is. You're paying debt, interest, you're out of that, so a lot of money comes out of that net profit. So the actual money in the bank is usually less than half of what a net profit is. Okay. So, this is one of the things that some people may not understand unless they're in business, you know.
Jeff, is it different mom and pop, locally owned and operated, like a Payman's, versus the big chains, Chili's, Applebee's, all these other national restaurant chains? Is the math any different for them than it is for you?
Well, in a sense, because, you know, we don't have buying power. You know, they're contracting with, you know, major food service, you know, companies, and they're getting much better, you know, pricing. They streamline their advertising, so their advertising, you know, that they put out there, you know, is broken up between all the different, you know, locations. So the cost of doing business is much less for a large chain like that. Yeah.
Again, Jeff Hecker joining us, general manager at Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. Can you track your business over the last 7 days? And do you find that it is going up? Do you find that a lot of those takeout and curbside that they're now coming in and sitting down and eating a meal, dining in?
Yeah, we're getting people, but I mean, you know, and again, I can't speak for other restaurants on this one, but you know, Payman's has an impeccable record for sanitation with, you know, with the Southern Nevada Health District. They always maintain, you know, their A rating, and we've gone to incredible measures. As a matter of fact, the things that we're doing and employing, you know, in the operation, we actually have brought every person back to run at 50% capacity, because, you know, now we're bringing, if somebody needs salt, they have to ask for it. We have to run to the back. We have to get it, you know, and when it comes back off the table, it has to be sanitized. Bussers and food runners, you know, we for most of the shift, we separate those employees. So the person who's bussing is not also running, you know, the food. So we're taking extraordinary measures to keep people safe. And so we're having to employ everybody just at that 50%. Now, the other misleading thing with businesses that are open right now doing delivery, again, a lot of people that I talk to don't realize that, you know, these delivery companies are taking between 25 and 35%.
And you're talking about Grubhub, you know? Grubhub and folks, yeah, like that?
Yeah, Grubhub is one of the most expensive. Postmates is probably the least expensive. That's why we like to use Postmates, but still 25%. I mean, you know, that's pretty much, you know, that's your profit, you know, so, but you do it because you're servicing the customer, you know, you're giving them, you know, the food that they want. And so we're beholden, you know, to them, but it really, really cuts into the profit and the ability for restaurants to actually stay in business. It's much better for people to come in to support the business rather than do delivery, because if there's no way a restaurant can stay alive when the majority of their business is based on delivery.
So let me ask you, looking down the road, you predict that there's going to be some fallout, that there are going to be restaurants that are going to reopen, that have reopened, and that will not be able to make it. Is there an adjustment to the business model that can be made, raising prices, things like that, staying open longer hours, not shorter hours? Are there things you can do to mitigate the problems?
Well, you know, it's anything that you do is going to cost, you know, a decent, you know, amount of money. If you change the model within the restaurant, there are a lot of adjustments that would have to be, you know, made. And raising prices, I mean, that's absolutely going to happen. But I'll tell you, you know, one of the reasons why that's going to happen, because in all of this, you know, mess that we're in, people aren't talking about the fact that minimum wage is going up in July. Okay. So that's been something that has been buried, okay, and it's, you're not seeing people talk about it because they're preoccupied with this. But I have to tell you that knowing that the vast majority of employees that are going to get a minimum wage raise in July, and then for, you know, the beginning of a 5-year annual wage increase, that is going to be one of the big factors in why restaurants are going to fold, okay? And I'll give you just a quick example. If you have a restaurant with 60 employees, 30 of them are tipped and work an average of 30 hours a week. So you're looking at an additional $42,000 a year in wages and payroll tax. You multiply that by 5 years, and you're looking at $210,000. Now, we just said that a place that does $2.5 million only makes $120,000, and about half of that has to go to debt service and some of the other capital improvements, right? Taxes and that type of thing. So fast forward 5 years, and you're in an extra $210,000. Okay, how are restaurants going to survive that? You know, I mean, and this is the thing, when businesses, small businesses face, you know, public policy that harms small businesses and businesses in general, they introduce these policies as though they're in a vacuum, like, well, we're just going to, you know, put a modified business tax. Oh, it's just a modified business tax, that's all. Yeah. Oh, we're just going to, you know, raise the minimum wage 75 cents, you know, per hour for 5 years. That's not a big deal. They never put it all together, you know, and contemplate what it's going to do when it's all quantified in the end and what it's going to look like. So we know inflation is a horrible thing on the economy, okay? But, you know, one of two things or both things are probably going to happen. Restaurants are going to have to raise their prices. There's no question about it. Dining rooms are not going to be getting filled like they were before, especially large dining rooms. And at some point, you know, the true fallout is going to come at the hands of the bartenders, the food servers, and the tipped employees. Because at some point, when this minimum wage just weighs down these restaurants and starts knocking them off, you're going to see them institute an automatic gratuity, and then they're going to pay the money back in wages, and it's going to be a huge cut in pay for food servers and bartenders. Okay, because that's one of the only ways that restaurants are going to be able to survive. And now you're dealing with the pandemic, okay? And again, they look at everything in a vacuum when they pass these laws, as though nothing else is putting downward pressure on businesses, and that's a huge mistake.
Jeff, in our final minute, did you have to make any small capital improvements? Did you have to change the floor plan of your restaurants? And do you see this as a short-term thing, like after we find a vaccine, all of a sudden we'll all go back to doing business pre-COVID-19?
Well, yeah, we've had to make all those adjustments. But, the question is, you know, if it takes much longer to get back to full capacity in these dining rooms, there's just no way they can survive.
Yeah.
It's just impossible. The people have to start coming out. They have to, you know, they have to get out to the restaurants and support the restaurants. They have to do their distancing. And then, you know, as more people go to the restaurants and they see that it's safe, you know, just as safe as going to a grocery store. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. You know, you can go to the grocery store, buy your food and cook it, or you can go out to eat. And if it's a reputable restaurant and you know their health and sanitation safety record, then, you know, you're just as safe going to the restaurant as you are going to the grocery store. And I think that's very important for people to understand. Somebody has to get it started. We need to get people out there supporting these restaurants, because the local community is definitely in jeopardy business-wise.
Jeff Ecker, thank you so much, man. You have weathered the storm. You're back open for dine-in, two locations. And have you had to adjust your hours at all? And I need about a 15-second answer on that.
No, we're closing down a little bit earlier, but we are able to use the lounge because the lounge is really an extension of the cafe.
Yep.
You know, so we close when it gets slow. We don't have a set time that we close,
okay.
But we open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week. So, and if they want to order online, it's paymansonline.com.
There you go. Jeff, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Jeff Ecker, the general manager, Payman's Mediterranean Cafe and Hookah Lounge. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Steven Silberkraus, is running for university regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Steven Silberkraus, for university regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Steven Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada, it is live and local now. Stick around. Coming up, Rico Aller from Northern Nevada, 7 days into phase one. It's all coming up live and local now.
Hey, Nevada, this is Ted Nugent. That's right, Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star-earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.